We use TPR in songs an awful lot, and some of the very early songs we developed, which are extremely simple, often mime instructions. And that's the case in one of our very, very early songs that we teach the young learners, which is Close Your Eyes.
Close your eyes. Open your eyes. Open your mouth. Close your mouth.
Writing songs is a great pleasure when you're writing a course. It's also very, very challenging because we often don't have too much vocabulary to use, and we have to make it fun and immediate for the child. We depend on the musicians to provide really fun and exciting tunes that will go with it, and we have to imagine what the children will do with the song. So we try to use language and repeated language that the children will integrate and remember for a long, long time. We try to use rhyme so that the children, again, it's a memory trick to, because you can remember rhyming words much more easily than words in isolation. And we try to link the songs to the context of the unit. We also encourage teachers to go back to the songs over and over again, because it's not good just learning a song once. You have to sing it again. And as you sing it again, it grows in familiarity and the children grow in confidence. And again, it integrates the language, and it's something that they will remember for a long, long time. So songs are such an effective way of learning a language and teaching it. And not to go back to the TPR idea too much, they're a great way of integrating TPR as well.
This podcast was brought to you by Pearson.